From Spark and Anvil and Deal Tales, this is Doubleton Sisters in Chapter 1 of the Deal Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the long workbench in Deal Tales, two Sparrow sisters sat side by side and looked at a hand of cards fanned between them. They were nearly mirror images, Marn with cream feathers and a warm brown back, Pell warm brown with a cream back, so that when they leaned together, they made one soft two-toned bird. Right now, they were both staring at the same two diamonds, sitting a little apart from the rest of the hand. "Only two diamonds," said a young player across the table, disappointed. "That's a hole. That's the weak spot." "Watch us with it first," said Marn. Pell laid the two diamonds face up. "Two cards," she said. "Not a hole," Marn said. Together, quiet and pleased, information. They played the hand slowly, showing every step. The game was hearts or trump, the good sort of family card game where you win little rounds called tricks. When the diamonds ran out, Marn simply played a small trump instead and scooped the trick anyway. "See," Pell tapped the empty diamond spot. "Because we only had two, the third round of diamonds didn't cost us a thing. We were already out, so we trumped it." "The short suit did work for us," Marn said. "It didn't leak. It let us cut in early." The young player leaned closer. "So having only two of something was good?" "It was a plan," the sister said in chorus, and the hand, which had looked thin and lopsided a minute ago, came together and sang.
They had not always trusted the small numbers. When Marn and Pell were fledglings in the village hedgerow, the two of them were forever being counted and found short. Only two sparrows in the nest, when other nests had five. Only two of them at the feeder, when the big flocks swept in. Grown birds would cluck about it, just the two little ones, poor small pair. And Marn remembered the way her chest would go tight and hollow at the word just, as if two of anything was almost nothing. One winter evening, cold and hungry, Pell said it out loud. "We're too few. Everyone else has more. Two isn't enough for anything." Their grandmother, an old, unhurried sparrow, did not argue. She just tilted her head. "Enough for what, though? You don't need 100 of a thing to use it well. You need to know exactly what you've got and plan around it." She spread two seeds on the branch. Two seeds. A whole flock might waste them, squabbling. You two won't. You know precisely what you have. That's not a shortage, little ones. That's information. The hollow feeling didn't vanish, but it loosened. For the first time, two stopped feeling like not enough and started feeling like known. And a knot the sisters hadn't realized they were carrying quietly came undone.
They walked to Deal Tales together at 12, because a place that studied the shape of hands ought to understand the short suits, the ones everyone else called weak. Wisp, the mentor who ran the tables, met them at the gate and asked one question. "What is short suit play?" Marn and Pell didn't recite. They set two cards on the rail between them, just two, a little apart from an imagined hand. "Two cards in a suit," Marn began. "Isn't weakness," Pell went on. "It's information," Marn said. And together, plan around the doubleton and the hand sings. In a trump game, a two-card suit lets us cut in early with a trump when it runs out. In a no-trump game, we take our short tricks somewhere else first, so the short suit can't leak. Wisp looked at the two cards on the rail for a long, warm moment. "You are appointed," he said. "Both of you. Together. The way it should be."
Their workshop table always had a hand fanned out on it, secretly full of short suits. A boy came in one afternoon, frowning at his own cards. "Look at this," he said, disgusted. "Two spades. Only two. I've got a great long suit here, and then this stupid little pair of spades ruining everything."
Marn slid into the seat on his left. Pell took the seat on his right. "Ruining," Marn said thoughtfully. Say what the trump suit is. Hearts. So spades aren't trump. Pell leaned in. What happens after two rounds of spades are played? The boy counted. I'm out of spades. And then? Said Marn. Then, on the third spade, I could... He stopped. His eyes went wide. I could trump it. Play a heart. I'd win it. There it is, the sisters said together. Your two spades aren't the hole in your hand, Marn said. They're the door. You get out of the suit fast, and then your trumps do the rest. If you'd had five spades, you'd be stuck following along forever. Pell nudged the two little cards. Play the long suit for your short tricks. Keep the short one for cutting in. Same cards you were just calling stupid, you only had to plan around them. The boy played it out, careful and slow. Two rounds of spades, then on the third, he laid down a small heart and gathered the trick with a laugh he clearly hadn't expected. It worked! Two cards isn't weakness, Marn said gently. It's information, said Pell. Pairs make the hand, they finished in chorus. Pairs make the game.
Later, when the tables were quiet, the boy came back with one more question. He was softer now, not frowning at all. When I first saw those two spades, he said, I felt kind of small about it, like the hand was already bad and it was my fault. How do you two not feel that? Marn and Pell looked at each other, the old hedgerow look, the just the two little ones look. We used to feel it all the time, Marn said, that tight, not enough feeling when a number is small. But small isn't bad, Pell said. Small is just known. When you have only two of something, you know it completely. You can plan every step around it. That's a power the big handfuls don't have. The boy nodded slowly, and the sisters watched the last of the ashamed slump lift off his shoulders, the same way years ago on a cold branch theirs had. They didn't say the rest out loud. They just leaned together, cream against brown, brown against cream, one warm two-toned bird, feeling that steady, unhollow calm of two who have finally stopped believing they were too few.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Doubleton Sisters. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.